This is a Tri-Cities hometown story on News Radio 610 KONA. Brought to you by your local Sun Pacific Energy Shell Sun Market stores. Here's host Rob Ellsworth.
Welcome back for the continuation of Ken Hohenberg's Tri-Cities hometown story. How has the job of a police officer changed from the late 70s to now?
Yeah, that's another great question. Obviously, when I started in 1978, there were no cell phones.
Yeah.
And, you know, so you didn't have everybody recording. Anytime police officer shows up, we weren't being recorded. And, you know, that scrutiny that police officers are under right now, there's, with everything, there's balance. Mm-hmm. There's good and there's bad that goes along with that. Oftentimes, things that get captured by video, whether it's a cell phone or a body-worn camera or an in-car camera, things occur and cameras pick that up much quicker than a human eye can see, process, and react to it. So if you and I watch a video of something, we can watch it 3, 4, 5 times and critique it.
Sure.
A police
and break it down.
And break it down.
Yep.
And a police officer on the street in the moment in time, they have to make split-second decisions sometimes. And oftentimes those decisions are criticized. And so there's a lot more scrutiny when it comes to police officers and their actions, which I think any law enforcement professional and certainly somebody in leadership position feel that scrutiny is necessary because police work has evolved a lot over the last 40 years. The other thing that I've seen change quite dramatically is the violence when it comes surrounding weapons. You know, 40 years ago, we didn't have the shootings that we've had, not only here in Kennewick, but throughout the Tri-Cities and the rest of the state. We didn't have the criminal gang activity that we currently experience. And so these are all things that, as a law enforcement agency, we've had to adapt to. Certainly, I was appointed chief in 2003. In 2004, we created the Criminal Apprehension Team, our CAT team, which is comprised of detectives. And that team is really focused on criminal gang activity, street level narcotics, that things like Metro or DEA doesn't work, the lower level nuisance neighborhood drug activity, and our target crimes when it comes to burglaries, auto thefts, and car prowls, things that victimize our community members. And our CAT team has been very, very successful in holding criminals accountable. I think each year since 2004, they've made about, just a 7-person team have made about 1,000 arrests each year.
So I want to touch on something you just talked about with what we've seen recently in the last couple of years as far as, you know, just things going on with police departments around the country, certain situations that have happened. There's bad cops. But there's bad everything. There's bad real estate brokers. There's bad checkers at the grocery store. There's bad attorneys. With everything that's been going on, you have a few small bad in your industry that for some reason will, or however the media wants to portray it, kind of makes, they kind of try to blanket it that that's how your industry is. Are you seeing any changes in police administration to where you guys are looking for certain things now to maybe try to weed out that person before they ever get in uniform?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would tell you, matter of fact, I just had this conversation today with, we have a new special agent in charge for the FBI, and he's located in Seattle, and I had lunch with him today. And we were talking about qualifications for police officers.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I did when I first became the chief in 2003, I actually increased our hiring standards. I made it tougher to get in the door to be a Kennewick police officer. My feeling is, if you look nationally across the country, less than 10% of the people that truly want to be a full-time commissioned police officer, whether federal, state, or local, actually make it through the testing process. Mm-hmm. And in Kennewick, we're about 4-5% of the people make it through our process. And I will tell you that by truly looking for the best of the best, this is the most important thing that any police administrator will do, is who you hire and who you allow to come into your agency to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, my citizen complaints, my use of force incidents, situations involving pursuits, all of those things dramatically decrease by bringing the right people into the agency.
We'll be right back with Chief Hohenberg right after these messages.